Hi, good afternoon.
Good
Good
afternoon,
afternoon.
Natalie. I have over here patient James Brown. Would like to schedule the appointment. I'll give you the portal
Yes.
ID. The portal ID is
James
five.
Brown.
Yes.
Portal
Okay, for
ID is
me.
565987.
Correct, yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Good
I
afternoon,
mistakenly
Mr.
put
James.
in the I mistakenly put in there as the last name twice. It'd be just fine.
Twice, yes, I can see that, yes. So we can schedule the appointment. I have the earliest availability for Wednesday 4, maybe in the afternoon, this Wednesday, between 1 and 3 or 3 to 5. What time will be better for you?
Is that a call or a home visit?
Yes, no, it's a normal phone call, maybe 15
Okay.
minutes.
It's a normal one between what's the time again?
I have between 11 and 1 or between 3 to 5.
It's worth between 11 and 1.
11 and 1, okay. And I need, please, your address.
200 East Providence Road,
Yes.
Yaden, PA 19050.
What is the name? Okay, no problem. 19050. And do you know the pharmacy number for the medication list, please, if you take medication?
No, I don't know that.
Or the pharmacy name?
I was using the
I'm sorry, what's called?
I was using Cigna.
Cigna Pharmacy.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will try to find the number. If not, I can contact you back later. So
Yeah.
it will be the appointment for Wednesday 4 between 11 and 1. The clinician will contact you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. Have a good day.
Thank you, Mayela.
You're
Okay,
welcome.
so James.
Yes.
So now we have this appointment scheduled, so that's actually great. Now to go back, so you'll have the two assessments and the PCT form doctor will sign at that day, March 4th between 11 to 1. And the other thing that they would want to see is any financial proof. So are you getting Social Security income or what is your income?
I have SSDI and I have a small military compensation.
Okay. So for the SSDI, the county would want to see an award letter or a benefits letter to see how much you're getting every month. If you can request that, or you should have received somewhere or something like you should have received in the mail probably.
I have statements.
So you can call them actually to send you out the letter, so they can send it to you in the mail.
You need a letter or I have statements. Like I have.
So it's where does it go in? Does it go in the bank accounts?
Yeah, it goes in the pay bank account.
Okay, so
PNC Bank.
PSCU.
Say again?
What's the bank again?
PNC.
PNC. So the county would want to see also from that bank 5 years of statements. So any bank account that you have. So you said you have PNC, so the county would want to see 5 years going back. So you can actually call them, tell them that you're applying for home care services, and they should be able to send you the file, the 5 years look back. So the county would want to see the 5 years look back and also a letter stating a benefit letter it's called. So you can call the Social Security agency and they can mail out to you and it's called an award letter or a benefits letter.
Okay.
So that too. And for the military compensation, I think you only need one statement. Are you getting any statements from them in regards to the compensation?
No.
No.
No. No. We need
Okay, so
you.
I'll
Go ahead.
I'll try to verify whatever the county needs for the military compensation. And where are you getting it? Are you getting it into your bank account as well?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm not sure if you need anything for that, but it might be that they will ask something for it. So I will try to verify whatever is needed.
It's going to be stated on my on the bank statement.
Right. So for Social Security, I know for sure that even though they have it in the statement, they still need the warrant letter. But I'm not sure about the compensation. I'll verify it for you.
Okay.
So just to recap, so the two assessments, the first one with the broker, which you will schedule, and the second one, the aging agency, they will call you within a few days after the first one. The PCP form will be signed hopefully on Wednesday, and I'll send it into the broker. And then in the meantime, you can try to work on the PSC. 5 years bank statement, the Social Security award letter, and I'll get back to you about the compensation. So after this is done, the case will go over to the county's office. They will review it, and once you're approved, they will assign a service coordinator from the insurance, and they will come down to assess how many hours you need. And who will be the caregiver over here?
It will be my nephew, because he is available.
Okay. I don't see if it's filled in, but once we start, you start getting ready with the SC, with the service coordinator, we'll also get him on board to be the caregiver, and you can start care. So the whole process might take up to 2 months, you know, if we're on top of it and we try to get everything done as soon as possible, it might take even quicker. Depends, on... which county, and they have a lot of cases. So I'll be the service coordinator. My name is Naftali. If you can go ahead and save my name into your contact so you know who calls you.
Okay. Is from this number?
No, I'll give you my direct number.
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's 267-551.
551.
7445.
How do you spell your name?
My name spells N as Nancy, A, F as Father, T as Tom, A, L, I.
N-A-S-S.
N-A, F as Father,
oh,
T.
F.
Let me start over. It's N as Nancy.
Yes.
A.
A as an apple.
Correct. F as Father.
Mm-hmm.
T as Tom.
T.
A.
A.
L.
L.
I.
I. Okay. All right.
Yes. So, if you would like, I can go ahead and transfer you right now to the broker to get you scheduled for the first assessment. Is that working with you?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and transfer you right now, and once you have the date for the first assessment, you can get back to me, you can text it to me, so I can put it into the system. And again, my name is Naftali with Family First, and it was nice speaking to you today, and I'll go ahead and transfer you right now. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling the pencil. Press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima.